Well, there's just about 4 days to go. Are you ready? You know what I mean? 4 days from now, it's all going to play out. All the high expectations, all of the intense planning and preparation. Oh man, the pressure's on. Are you ready? There's a great anticipation for what has become sort of an American defining moment. For some, it'll mean a house full. There'll be generations. There'll be great grandparents and brand new babies. For others of us, it'll be a very different kind of thing. Maybe a small collection of friends, or maybe alone. For some, it'll be football. You know, and if you play it right, you can watch two. If you're really good, you can watch three. You know, if you've got a good remote, you can even get four games in. Are you ready? Ready for the big day? For too much food, too much alcohol, too much tryptophan, too much pressure, too much focus on avoiding awkward conversations about politics. It's coming. Are you ready? Now, we really want it to look something like this, right? That's how it is at my house every time. But the truth is, it just as often looks more like this. Thank you, I think. This month we've been rehearsing together that theme, growing in gratitude. And we've tried to remember Jesus' words, and you know, at the risk of overdoing it, right hand, top of the head, press down. You can do it in your pew, just wiggle a little bit, shaking together, and what? And running over. Running over. But what is the it? What is the subject of that sentence? What is it that's pressed down and shaken together and running over? Isn't it for us the assertion that it is God's presence, God's providence, God's provision, God's amazing grace? That's what's pressed down and shaken together and running over. It is God's abundance, this extraordinary generosity, that which totally exceeds the need before us. I wonder, too, if it could also be a kind of protest against this world's false claim that the real key is to get as much as you can. If it's also a protest against the idea that, well, if you just would stay afraid, then you'd have a good impulse toward gathering up even more for oneself. No, it's an invitation for us to remember what is fundamental, that the truth is that gratitude is not just a reaction, not just an emotion, that gratitude is really a habit that we develop, that gratitude really is a practice that we keep. Press down, shaken together, and running over. Is Jesus trying to help us remember? Remember that, well, gratitude is the kind of people we are. I wonder if over the generations, if other cultures, this same sensibility has been picked up, that across the span of time, there are other voices who have said things similar. I wonder this one, into the well which supplies the water, cast no stones. That's from the Talmud. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. That one's St. Ambrose. Or maybe you can guess this one. When eating bamboo sprouts, remember the one who planted them. That's a Chinese proverb. This one might catch you. It's a dangerous thing to ask why someone else has been given more. It is a humbling and indeed healthy thing to ask why it is you have been given more. That's Condoleezza Rice. Gratitude is the heart's memory. This is a French proverb. I think they had butter on there, you know. It's all so good. Pressed down and shaken together and running over. This picture is a few years old, but this is Brother David Steindl Rast. He's dressed a little bit funny because he is a Benedictine monk. born in 1926 in Austria. It's interesting, he's 1/4 Jewish. So if you think about life in that place at that time, what he must have seen, the kind of disruption that would have been before him. David ended up immigrating to the United States in 1953, and in 1984, he wrote the book Gratefulness, The Heart of Prayer, and he makes the case that the mainspring, the deepest and most intense quest of the human species is that for happiness, right? But he kind of flips that around a little bit. He said it's to realize that it's not happiness that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that makes us happy. Do you get it? I'm trying. He encourages us to treat every moment as a gift. Every moment as the occasion to stop and look and see and appreciate that it's all gift. And it's only now. What's next? Who knows? But for now, all that is lovely and good and real, we give thanks. For the now, all that is beautiful and just and true, we give thanks. Israeli archaeologists have been busy earlier this year in a place called Hippos. That's about a mile west of the Sea of Galilee. There's a place there called the Burnt Church, and you might guess how it got that name. But excavation under further layers has started to reveal something. Something maybe that they didn't expect to see. They cleared and cleaned and revealed. Well, can you tell? Just look at that image just for a second. What are the artists, almost 1,600 years ago, what occasion are they attempting to depict? Yeah, you know, you see it. Luke's gospel reports it this way. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. Jesus looked. Jesus looked. Just perceived. Just stopped long enough to notice, to open his eyes, and then what? Jesus blessed. Blessed. The Koine Greek there is eulogosen, which means Jesus literally good-worded them. good-worded them. Recognized their source. Recognized them for what they were and offered a kind of thanks for them. But then what? Jesus looked and blessed, and then Jesus broke. Jesus broke. Was he thinking about how someday his own body would be broken? And then finally what? Jesus gave. In Luke's gospel, all 4 of these same verbs appear again later. Do you remember the scene then? Not on a hillside by the Sea of Galilee with 5,000 hungry folk, but in a little room with 12 people who were scared out of their minds. He blessed and he broke and he gave. And Jesus changed everything. Jesus changed everyone. No magic trick, but conversion. A change in the deepest places of everyone there. Right hand, pressed down, shaken together, running over for you and for me. Amen.